It's Christmas morning. It's the World Radio Breakfast Show brought to you at the Cherry Tree Shopping Centre. I'm John.
I'm Bev.
And on the line, it's none other than Ali Jones, everybody.
Good morning, love.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, but listen, a little ticky bit tells me you've got a bit of a cough, have you?
Oh, well, I've been working, you know, tis the season to make the most out of the snowman and walking in the air. So,
We had to speak to you on Christmas Day. Out of everybody else that you need to speak to, yeah. It's Ali Jones that
exactly.
you need to speak to on Christmas
Day,
isn't it?
I thought it was me that wanted to speak to you.
Oh, is that
well,
right?
Well, it's really nice of you, you know, to give us a call and tell us what you're up to on a Christmas
have you guys
morning.
Are you already on the sherry, are you?
We've been on that for a couple of hours, to be honest with you.
Oh, listen, I can't believe you're a title. Man, aren't you?
Well, whatever that means.
It makes
me feel very old.
We both are, aren't we? You've got your MBE, I've got my CBA. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely perfect, isn't it? Listen, it's Christmas morning. What happens in the Jones household? Because aren't the kids getting on a bit now?
Well, I'm doing the cooking this year as well.
You're not?
So I've been up dead early with my, you know, my hand up a bird.
No change there.
As it were. And I've spent the rest of the morning building bloody Lego.
No. Oh, wait. Well, listen,
my son Lucas has got that starship, whatever it is, from Star Wars. So I'll spend the next 3 days building that.
Just a tip for you, Al. It's not the building of it. That's the problem, okay? It's the little bricks that you forget about on the floor that you then stand on in your bare feet.
That's true.
That's when it becomes a problem. I remember it well.
Do you know what the other problem is? When you actually, the moment you finished it, and your son, as in my case, Lucas, goes, oh, I can't wait to play with that. Lifts it up and the whole thing crumbles and it's got
darker. That's all to come. Listen, how old is Amelia and Lucas now?
One's 22 and the other, now I'm only joking. he's 10.
Oh, hey. I don't know. How funny.
Yeah, and he's been very excited, I tell you. And Amelia's 13, so she's been excited as well.
So
it's a great time of year, isn't it?
It is. Do they still believe, Aled?
Pass.
Right.
They play a good game.
They do, just to keep you happy. Because they probably think you still believe and they still see you
with
a little
boy. Yeah, well, I do, of course.
Well, you have to believe, Aled.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get no presents.
If I believe in flying around with a snowman, I believe in Father Christmas.
There we go, isn't it, really?
Oh, wait. Well, listen, what are they like? Do they still get up early-ish on a Christmas morning? I mean, do they have your bonus?
He was up this morning. What time was he up? About 7 o'clock.
Was
so,
he?
But that's not bad. The worst was, I think, 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And you know, what can you do? They're not going to go back to sleep, are they?
No, exactly. I bet the flip side, Al, is like on a school day. Do you have trouble getting up on a school day?
Oh, yeah, impossible.
You see, I've got a little tip here. Why don't you blast out the snowman for them on a school day? That would probably get them up, wouldn't it?
You know, they would probably never speak to me again. Although I've got them well trained now. I'll tell you a little story that when they first started cutting on to the fact that, you know, I was singing that song and it was playing all the time at Christmas. I remember it was home base. One day we were in home base, you know what we were doing, and that all I heard was the bells going ding, 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 ding. And my son, the little, he was only about 7 or something at that time, he looked at me and then he looked around the shop and he went, ah, that's you. Like that. Yeah, I've never dragged him out of a shop for life.
Do they share a hand in anything today? Like, did you do a bit of the washing up or anything, or are they, you know, sort of spoiled?
Yeah, no, my daughter's pretty good, actually, because she's just started doing cooking and stuff at school, so it's still a novelty for her. So, yeah, she's all right. But now, literally, Lucas, all he'll do now for the whole time is he'll be in his pyjamas.
Oh.
He won't even get dressed for 4 days.
That's amazing.
And just play with his toys.
Oh, brilliant.
And you said that you're doing the cooking?
I am. Good luck with that, yeah?
Oh, I tell you what. What's Mrs. Jones doing while you're doing the cooking?
Oh, well, she just lives in the lap of luxury, doesn't she?
She sat there in her leggings and a snowman onesie, or what?
You know her so well.
Oh, stop it. Any special guests for you, Aled?
Yeah, mother-in-law.
Oh.
Yep. Cue the joke.
I'll let you do that one.
Yeah, now that's about it, really. But no, to be honest with you, every Christmas we always have just a really, really quiet one. I'm so busy during the year with so many different people and stuff. It's nice just to close the door and just be us, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what about talking about being busy? What have you got coming up?
I'm going to be off to LA, actually, in January, which is lovely. I'm recording an album out there, which is going to be on sale next year. And then 22-day cathedral tour, May and June. Biggest cathedral tour ever in Britain. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, do you know what? I'm itching not to say it, but I'm going to ask you something.
Go on.
You wouldn't give us a little bar, would you?
We're walking in the air. There you go.
That's oh, you still got it.
You
did. You've still got it, Aled.
There's a cream that can get rid of it, apparently.
Aled Jones, you are a star. Thank you for being a friend of World Radio and giving us a call on Christmas morning. Take the time, the trouble, the inclination. And best of all, singing, Walking in the Air. Aled Jones, everybody. Thank you, Aled.
Happy Christmas, guys.